This is KUT. Let's welcome a relative newcomer to the Central Texas airwaves. After a decade of trying to get on the air, a community radio station outside of Austin, with a range of about 10 miles, finally got its broadcast license from the Federal Communications Commission last month. KUT's Vanessa Rancagno stopped by their newly renovated studios.
There's a sign taped to the door of a plain storefront in a shopping center in the little town of Wimberley. In bold green and black, it reads, Wimberley Valley Radio. Duane Redis opens the door.
Good morning. Good morning. This is it.
Redis is beaming as she shows me around.
So let's go ahead around to the recording studio. This is where it happens. It
smells brand new.
Carpet on the walls and carpet on the floors and lots of insulation.
Starting this station hasn't been easy. It's run by a team of local volunteers, including Redis, who've raised about $100,000 to launch Wimberley Valley Radio.
This station has been trying to be born for at least 10 years. There have been several groups in town who had the idea to have a community radio station.
But until recently, the FCC wasn't giving out any licenses, so efforts petered out. Then, a rash of wildfires hit Central Texas in 2011.
Our own ability to communicate quickly in a case of a fire or any other kind of emergency became really crystal clear.
Wimberley resident Suzanne Raybuck led the charge. She formed a nonprofit, and when the FCC started issuing licenses in 2013, she applied. Before they could get one...
New dramatic video revealing the power of the deadly flash floods in Texas.
Our coverage begins in Wimberley, Texas. We have CNN meteorologist.
The radio
Jennifer
team got a temporary license to broadcast in the wake of last year's Memorial Day floods. Here's Raybuck again.
There were instant things that needed to be told, you know, where to go for help, where to get food, medical supplies and attention.
People communicated on Facebook, but for some there was no internet, no electricity at all.
The city council at the time was putting out a flyer and having a runner take it from house to house to house. Things kept changing. The weekly newspaper couldn't keep up with the task, and so we took that role.
The volunteers set up a recording tent inside the Echo East storefront and started broadcasting.
You're listening to Wimberley Valley Radio 94.1. I'm here today with Robin Smith, public information officer from FEMA.
In the weeks after the flooding, they did interviews with FEMA officials and shared tips to help victims get compensation and start rebuilding their lives. Now, with things going back to normal, Wimberley Valley Radio has a different challenge.
One of the most critical parts of it is obviously for emergency, but you're a 24/7 radio station. Let's pray we have no emergencies. What are we doing the rest of the time?
Mike Cresham is in charge of programming for the station. So far, he's helped create around 9 hours of original programming per week.
Hello, my name is Jesse Huth, and this is Squawk Talk. Today, we're going to be talking about how to pick your chicken.
Welcome back to Mothering Earth. We'll be looking at sustainability in the fashion and clothing industry.
Well, hello again. This is Arthur Williams, back with the Weekly Pet Show.
There's just so many characters or storytellers in this town that since this is their radio station, we're going to figure out how to get them involved.
Cresham's sure more locals will join in. But at a nearby cafe, few people had heard of the station. Here's Vicki Adair.
We were hoping there was a local radio station.
Adair lost her house during the flood.
Where were they during the flood?
I explained they didn't start broadcasting until afterward, and that now they finally have a full license.
That's good news, really.
Sylvia Hatton and her husband just moved to Wimberley.
We're figuring out as newbies to the Wimberley area that weather might be something that we need to know about here.
And she says radio seems like the perfect way to get that info. Except for one thing.
I don't have a radio right now.
But she says this might prompt her to get one. Vanessa Rancagno, KUT News.